In the beginning, God. With those four words begins the history of this world. And in that beginning, God made a garden, and it was called Eden. And in that garden, he put all things to grow and to give food and to sustain life for one more creation called man. And in Eden, we see heaven and earth overlaid upon each other, where God visited man and spoke with man one-to-one. But man, as we talked about in some bit in the lesson this morning, man fell. And he fell and he was driven from the garden, this place where God and man dwelt together. Driven from Eden and driven out to, instead of having every food needed for sustenance within a hand's reach, he now had to work for his food. Not the tending of a beautiful garden, but the tilling and turning of soil and clearing of pasture so that he could grow food and sustain himself. And so from that point when man fell, man has had a yearning within himself to draw be closer to God. And God, in his wisdom, has seen fit to provide methods to bring man closer to him. One of the first methods written out for us, we see in the book of Exodus. And it is not the first method that was given, but it is one of those that was given to draw a man back into Eden. And in the book of Exodus, in verse 25, begins a very long, if you're reading through all these things, in detailed analysis of the building and the provision and the furnishings for what they called the tabernacle. And so we consider that word tabernacle, and many of us think, well, yeah, it's a tent. And yes, that would be a right way of interpretation, but it is far from sufficient from what we think of as a tent today. The word tabernacle, the root of that word is dwelling. And it is a place for one to live. And so we see in the tabernacle all these provisions made so that God and man could once again could be drawn closer together. One of the provisions that was made in the tabernacle, we read in beginning in verse 17 of Exodus 25, reads, "You shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits shall be its length, and 1.5 cubits its breadth, and you shall make 2 cherubim of gold. Of hammered work you shall make them on the 2 ends of the mercy seat." Make one cherub on one end, one cherub on the other. Of one piece with the mercy seat shall you make the cherubim on its two ends. The cherubim shall spread out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings. Their faces one to another toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubim be. And the mercy seat was to be placed above the Ark of the Covenant. And it's here. Now draw attention to these cherubim. Because when we look back to Eden again, when man was driven out of the garden, God placed cherubim at the entrance to the garden to guard against man's reentry into it. And so we have here, in the most holy place of this tabernacle, when the priest would go in, he had to pass through and under these cherubim to come into God's presence. We are described now as tabernacles, as tents. And I don't think Paul made a mistake in the choice of the words he used when he was writing to the Corinthians so long ago. In 2 Corinthians, beginning verse 5, Paul wrote, "For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on we may not be found naked." Tabernacle is a dwelling. We are the dwelling, a dwelling place. We have a soul that is given by God, our spirit that is given by God for us that dwells within us. And those of us, "For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we should be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life." The tabernacle in the Old Testament was given coverings to protect it from the elements. We are given, this tabernacle in which we dwell is given a layer of covering, and we put on, those of us who have put on, been baptized, buried in, with Christ, have put on Christ. That is our covering. That is our protection against the elements of this world. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. God has given us the ability to be clothed in Christ. And those of us who come together and gather around this table from week to week, remember what God has done for us, what Christ has done for us, so that we can, in that day, be called home. Is one of the few that David talked about. Jesse, would you join me? Will you pray with me, please?